Mitch Cleary not answering, but we'll get to him a little bit later on because he got Jordan Degoe at Sydney Airport upon his re-entry into the country, if you don't mind, David King. So that's
very competitive space.
Oh, isn't it? Is it what? Oh. So he flew up to Sydney to meet him there. So December 8 is the court date. Mind you, he's still ostracised from Collingwood, so he's going to have to do his own thing, Jordan Degoe, for a while. Kyle Adams not doing that, though. He's doing it with the help of some very handy teammates at the South East Melbourne Phoenix. He's joining us for Keiza, struggling with back pain. Now's the time for Keiza. Kyle, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, not a bad way to finish pre-season. We just mentioned stitching up the old mob across the road, Melbourne United, by 2 points. It's a good way to go into the regular season, I would have thought, starting this weekend.
Yeah, definitely. You know, they're the champions for a reason. They've been dominant for the past few years, so any time you can take a win over them early in the year just gives you confidence going into the year for sure.
And the preseason as a whole, I think you finished the Blitz with a 2-2 record. How do you think you went early doors?
Yeah, good. I mean, preseason's a time where obviously your rotations are going to change a little bit, just figuring out schemes and how you want to play, and obviously getting some of the young guys some valuable minutes as well, which is awesome.
What's a pre-season like, Kyle? What sort of grueling tasks did you have to perform through pre-season? The old days of the camp, are they gone in basketball circles, or is it just constant practice and running and up and down that court?
Oh, it's a bit of everything. Like, our week is, you know, typically 6 days during the pre-season with sort of a conditioning session on the Saturday. But you're obviously getting a lot of conditioning throughout the week, a lot of scrimmage, you know, a lot of teaching and different things like that. But it's definitely a bit of a long one. It's been extended for the last 2 years. So I'm looking forward to having a regular sort of 2 to 3 month pre-season instead of going for six. So we're definitely coming in fit, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, yeah. And so you got the Breakers first up on Saturday. We should point out tip off at 8 o'clock, John Cain Arena. What can we expect from this one, do you reckon, Kyle?
I think just high tempo. What we've done in the pre-season, I think we've just done a really good job of playing at you know, a really fast pace but under control, where we're turning the ball over a lot less but still scoring the same amount of points as we had sort of previously. So our pace is up and our turnovers are down. So I think, you know, for the fan coming through the doors, they're going to see a lot of dunks, a lot of fast breaks. You see the likes of Ryan Brokoff shooting the ball extremely well. Yeah, it's going to be definitely exciting this year in the Heartland, and I know how excited I am, and the circles around me are constantly telling me as well. So, yeah, I can't wait to get going. And first one against New Zealand, who we've played twice already in the preseason, and they're a great side, so it's definitely going to be a good clash.
Sam's a small man, and he's fascinated by size. He's fascinated by heights.
Oh, I know where you're going, Kingy.
He spent all morning talking about a 15-year-old that's 7'5". You've got some size through the off-season. Who have you recruited, and how tall are some of these dudes?
Well, I'm sitting about 6'1". The big fella who's just come in sitting at about 7'3". So you can do the math there. I definitely look pretty little next to him. So
this is Joe Chi, yeah, Kyle?
Photos. It is. It's Joe Chi. He's incredible too. You know, the way he can move at his size is second to none. He's changing shots around the rim, which I think over the last few years has probably been something we as a club have sort of lacked, is just that guy who can really affect and anchor your defense and change shots and block shots as well. But just being a presence in the paint, he's going to be incredible. And yeah, he's an absolute character.
Is he? Is that right? So is he fit though, Kyle? Did I read somewhere he got injured maybe on national duty, or am I mistaken there?
I haven't heard anything. As far as I know, I think he's been playing really well overseas, and right. I think he's supposed to return to the group in the next day.
At 7'3",
in the coming days.
At 7'3", Kyle, you have to have a sense of humour. I mean, you have to be able to, you have to be able to laugh about things, don't you?
No, you got to. You got to. His English is actually really good, and he's done a great job of just sort of fitting straight into the Aussie culture, and he's throwing it back just as much as he's getting it, and it's awesome.
Yeah, that's great. And speaking of, you know, cult figures, how good is it going to be playing in front of fans? I mean, what a novelty, especially at home.
Yeah, definitely. It's a bit of a novelty. It's, you know, we got a little bit of a taste on the weekend at the State Basketball Centre with a small sort of family and friends in the building, and everyone's kind of like, this is pretty cool. And there was, you know, probably 100 people there. So, you know, this Saturday night, you know, potentially having John Cain Arena pretty full would be incredible.
And we're speaking about tall recruits. You got the American Devin Thomas in as well. So 27 years of age. What's he tip? I think he's 206 centimetres and played all over the globe, Devin Thomas has.
Yeah, he has. He brings more experience to our group, which is awesome. He's been great. Same thing. He's just sort of fitting seamlessly with all the guys. He was unable to play on the weekend. He obviously just landed. So this week is sort of his first full week on the track. So, coaches, the boys, everyone's really looking forward to having him around the group this week.
Kyle, we had a dispute, Sam and I, last week. I just want your clarification on this. When LeBron threw his elbow back and made contact, would he have known that he was contact was inevitable, or do you think that was an accident?
Oh, it's tough to say. I think if you're going on his history, he's never been a dirty player for sure. But, sometimes when the emotions are in the game, I don't know exactly what was going through his head. But the arm's definitely been thrown back, and unfortunately, he's clipped him in the face. So
good call, Kyle.
Never looks good.
Oh, Kyle.
Very well handled, Kyle. Very well handled. So, look, we know who won the championship last season, Kyle, but who do you think the big dog or the big team on campus is this upcoming season? If you can crystal ball with us for a while, can you give us perhaps the benchmark teams that you think are, including yourselves, of course, who you think will really be at the pointy end this season?
Well, I think one thing, that the NBL has always been really even. You look, you go into games in first versus eighth, and eighth will win by 20. It's a very, very tight league. But typically Perth's always been great. Adelaide and Brisbane have looked great in the preseason as well. But I think in terms of winning, I do truly think that we've got a great group. I think we'd love to be in that position. We were one game short last year against the champs, United, and I feel like we've gotten better again this year. So, I'd love to hang our hats on us, and I think if we get the opportunity to make that make it up, make amends for what happened last year, I think we'll have a chance.
And what do you think the Tassie Jack Jumpers, do you reckon they can generate a good atmosphere down there in Hobart?
Yeah, definitely. Even just watching some of these preseason games, you've seen their stadiums just packed out. Obviously, in Melbourne, we haven't been able to have fans, but to see that is just so great. I think they've had such a big want down there in Tassie for an NBL team, and even their NBL One teams in the Chargers and Northwest Tasmania get great crowds. I remember going back when I was 17, 18, playing Siebel. Those games are incredible. You'd have a couple of thousand people in a big arena, so there's lots of basketball fans in Hobart and Tasmania, and I think they're definitely going to turn out for the Jack Jumpers because they've got an exciting team as well.
Matthew Dellavedova back in the competition. If he sort of comes push and shove with you, Kyle, how will you handle? How will you stand up if it gets real personal?
Once you step over the line, the no friends rule applies. So I think it's going to be great, and Delly's awesome for the league. He's incredible. Defensively, he's been an absolute standout in his position in the world for many years. So he's definitely going to make my job difficult, and difficult of all the opponents he comes against. So I think fans are going to love watching him play and the way he goes about it. When he plays against us, it's on for sure.
Kyle, great to have you on, mate. Thanks for having a laugh with us. And wish you the best of luck for Saturday, 8 o'clock, that tip off at John Cain Arena, of course, against the Breakers. And obviously the season beyond that, all the best with it.
No worries. Thanks, boys. I expect to see you in Phoenix Green, face painted on Saturday.
Oh, like mean and green. Face paint. Well, I like a bit of face paint. Good on you, Kyle. Appreciate it, mate. All the best. I was just checking this out earlier, Kingy. Make sure you pick up today's Herald Sun. It's got an 8-page NBL season preview lift out. It's got the lot. It includes the scouting reports on each team by Andrew Bogut, no less, and Chris Anstey as well. So they've got the prediction for the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix as fifth. But I reckon Kyle and the boys will be confident fifth. They can prove that wrong. Absolutely. And what I like about you is you're a chameleon when it comes to this this sort of line of work. You just blend in with it. Depending on who the interview subject is, you morph into them, which is magnificent.
What do you got?
The clear takeaway for mine was the fact that it's been pointed out off the temper text here. Loving the vocab from Kingy. Never thought I'd hear him say dudes.
Dudes. Yeah,
how those dudes
big,
going?
Those big dudes.
Those big dudes.
They're dudes.